out.
That's hilarious.
Fellas, peoples, listeners, welcome to the All in One Podcast. Good to see y'all. This is episode 6. Gosh.
You got to count them fingers.
It's lit.
Hey, shit,
yes,
he was looking on stage like,
what the fuck do I say? Help me.
Yo, welcome back, though, man.
Yes.
Welcome. What's happening?
Episode 6.
Welcome back.
Episode 6. Yes, we are here. Live in effect.
Bro, sound like Frieza.
Welcome back.
How you guys
doing? Yeah, gang. Welcome back to the All in One Podcast. We got a very detailed, interesting one for y'all today. It's going to be a lot of debating, probably a lot of opinions getting thrown around. So we hope y'all enjoy, and y'all let us know what y'all think about this topic that we about to get into in the comments or wherever y'all listening in from. And we're gonna get to it, man.
Make sure y'all like and subscribe on YouTube.
Like, share, subscribe. We out on all platforms. Okay?
Definitely follow the Instagram too.
These on Instagram.
YouTube. You could leave your front door and make a left. You're gonna run into us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But how y'all want to jump into this one?
Man, let's get into it, man. Let's not.
It's a like, what's it though? What's it like? What is it
for those who didn't see the movie? Y'all should go watch the movie.
Right. Spoiler warning.
Right.
Yes, this is gonna be heavy spoilers, man. By now, do not wait long.
I got 5 seconds before we start spoiling.
Right.
Not yeah, 5 seconds, bro. Look, this is y'all warning. If you ain't see it and you don't want to know, just turn the volume all the way down. Run the episode through. Okay? We need the views.
Right.
But just don't listen to it like physically. Okay. Put us on under the pillow or something.
Right.
But we about to start off with clearly the spoiler.
Right.
Deadpool
and Wolverine.
Yep. Let's get it.
So I guess before we get too deep into like this conversation about how we feel about the movie on base level, let's just get everybody ratings for the movie
before we explain it.
Let's do that. We can start from top to bottom. So, well, what you rating it?
Oh yeah, that's demonic.
Yeah,
I bet. I like the movie, but no talk. I'm just gonna give y'all a number. 7.9. Just a number.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. I give it a solid 8.2 out of 10.
Okay.
Right now we just doing the ratings, right? We ain't gonna go into detail. We just rating
it.
Just number. We can talk about that later. Here's the number.
8.2 out of 10. Okay. Jason.
Jason has not seen the movie, but I'm gonna guess and give it a 8.3.
Okay. I'm gonna give it like a 8.7, but really I feel like it's a 9. I'll hold you. But I'm gonna give it like 8.7.
I'm redoing my number. Keep going. All
right, I'm gonna
do an 8.5.
Okay. All right, come on, Charles.
Charles, come on, bro.
Come on,
bro. Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna do a 7.5.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna do mine over. What's the threshold from like good movie, great movie? Like, what's the number threshold right there?
I guess a 6 would be like average. I say. Anything below a 6, like
anything between 5 and 5.9, is just mid.
Yeah,
I think that, 6.5 is mid to me.
No, yeah, maybe a little higher because the fact that you made a movie, I can't really give no movie.
7 out of 10 don't necessarily mean that it was. That means it was okay to me.
I feel like 7 out of 10 mean it was like above average.
Yeah, above average. Yeah.
Y'all doing on a scale of 1 to 10, or y'all doing on a scale of
1 to 10?
I mean, if honestly, if any movie and an MCU is like below a five, we might as well not even talk about it.
Can somebody give me an example of a movie that's below a five?
Black Widow and Eternals.
Morbius.
That's more Sony.
Campaign. Once you got the Z, put me to sleep, bro. That shit was ass.
Eternals was ass. That shit definitely put me to sleep.
Well, we were sleeping in the movie theater, so I was snoring. I was snoring, bro.
Nigga said I was snoring.
Well, I forgot we was in the movie theater. I kid you not, I forgot we was in the movie theater. I was about to be like, yo, this shit. I was about to scream that. I had to.
That shit was real.
I'm gonna go 7-7.
7-7.
Yeah, because it's like it's a good movie, like high average. Okay, high average 7-7, and it's not because like nah, fuck that. Whoever the Marvel people take over, you ain't gonna start this shit with my dark opinions.
All right, let's start the big man.
So you now, Chad. We at the top. I went first already.
Oh, so we explained why we gave it our rating.
Nah, fuck that. Fight. Say whatever y'all want about this shit now.
Nah, it was I felt like. I went in there expecting certain things. So to me, I was okay with it. The only thing I do kind of don't like is I didn't really understand the story of how he was supposed to tie into the MCU or why he even, I don't know, it was kind of confusing, man. I ain't gonna lie. I think they were trying to get him to tie into the MCU. We still ain't truly figure out if he's tied into the MCU through their
perspective. He is tied in, bro.
From their perspective in the movie, because they asked him to join the Sacred Timeline and he declined. So, like, that kind of left, like, I'm talking from like an average person.
He was in our universe at some point in time in this movie.
Yeah. Because he was on Earth 616. But then when they asked him to, you know, this is coming from like just an average Marvel fan who just goes to the movie theater. I'm not talking about like the comic book nerds and all that. You feel me? But from the average, nobody would have understood if he joined there or not.
Yeah, like Pat, all right. So like, say if you watch, if you watch Loki, you basically put him in the MCU. Soon as you seen a TVA variant or a TVA working man, he's in the MCU. That's
down count, bro. Down count.
It's not no other TVA.
I think it's exactly TVA.
So if you put them in front of the TVA, it's.
I think maybe it's the like I think maybe it's the conflation between whatever universe. I guess the main cinematic universe or the main stage for the cinematic universe is 616, right? Like that's what we calling what we've seen so far as like the multiverse saga and like and all of that. That's 616, right?
Yeah,
that's our universe.
Hold up, bring that back a little bit. Bring that back. Question back to you. I'm sorry.
I said I think what the problem is the conflation between us considering 616 the MCU entirely instead of it being like if you get put on a movie in this realm, then you part of it because. I don't think even Fantastic Four is going to originally be from the 616 universe.
Why are you wasting gas?
They definitely not.
It's hot.
So it might be a thing where they trying to draw these different people from different universes somehow tying to the 616, but not exactly
putting them in the MCU. Them.
Yeah, not the MCU, did 616, because if you say MCU in reference to 616, then it's just going to limit it to our universe, what we see happen in our shit, basically.
Yeah, like, we should use MCU, like, because MCU is just the next movie tied in cinematically in this universe.
Yeah.
We still use it, like, look, him dipping his toe in the 616 universe, the TVA can't be, like, a defining point because the TVA is technically, like, the lobby for every reality.
Yeah, exactly.
But so that's what makes it the MCU aspect of in the MCU, you feel me? If it's the lobby, it's the building. Like, that's, nah, he's now in the MCU.
The TVA is closer to Marvel Production Studios than it is to the actual mainline MCU. That's upper management, bro. The TVA is connected to every universe, every reality, even the old Fox ones. So that shouldn't be a reason why we could, because like technically, but
all the Fox, what's the name, has been canon to be in the MCU now. So it is
unfortunately,
but they're still not part of 616.
Yeah, it's just not our universe, and we have to stop. Like, Infinity Saga got us so fucking spoiled that, oh, if it's not part of our MCU, this shit not... I mean, it's not part of our universe. It's not real. Or it's not tying into MCU. No, it still is.
It's like, it's not canon. Hold on. It's not canon. It wasn't canon.
Because that's... I think that's kind of what we've been doing ever since Sony started making their movies. We've been trying to, like...
separate everything, keep it all neat.
Yeah.
We don't want Sony movies really to be part of that, honestly.
We just want Spider-Man. So, like.
But it is, though. Like, if you think about it, it is. They put some type of canon event in it to make it part of the MCU, you feel me?
Now, look, I'll take Spider-Verse, but I'm not taking Morbius.
You taking all that shit, bro. We ain't got no...
None of that stuff. Other shit, bro.
I don't even know
what the thing is. But yeah, Morbius wasn't that much of a bad movie to me, bro.
And this is why I think we needed a movie like Deadpool, because I love that movie, bro. They had to give it that comic book feel, bro. That's what it gave. It was so beautiful. Like, I don't know why. Like, to me, the story, like, it gave you what you needed and what you wanted. Nothing more. It wasn't dragged out. It was straight to the point. This is what it is. We ain't got to do circles, because that's what we fucked up at. They know what their mistakes was, and they capitalized on this movie.
At some points, it did feel like it was kind of fast, though. Like, it was pretty much running.
I can say that. And some of the fighting scenes was, like, a little bit too long for me. Certain ones was too short, but they still... the action was beautiful.
For me, the only fight scene that was too long was probably the first one. After that, every other one was damn
was perfect, right? Okay, perfect, yeah. I think that's what they lost into. That first one was just like, it's a lot.
Nah, that shit was short.
What?
That shit was short as hell. As soon as I saw Blade and Elektra, Gambit, when I seen all of them come out, I knew this shit was about to go off. I knew the movie was coming to an end.
What's the runtime?
2 hours or 12 minutes, something like that.
12. So now that, I don't know why y'all, but now since X-23, Wolverine, and Deadpool is now part of our MCU, what is next for them?
I don't know where they go from there.
Wait. Let's talk about the movie, bro. What's next? Because we answered questions last episode. Like, what cameo did y'all want to see? For the high movie raters, did this movie meet like some of those expectations? Like, I know one of mine did. I wanted to see some alternate Wolverines, and I got to see
it. Yeah, I ain't going far. That was
you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to see little short ass Wolverine. That shit in there dying.
Both,
bro.
Nah, for real.
Both my expectations got met. Fucking Gambit and fucking Blade was definitely in the movie.
Batman.
Blade might have been the best fucking cameo, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Right, bro.
Blade was hard.
It will only be one Blade. You feel
was
me?
Was it Wesley Snipes?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
So that means he's gonna be in more. He gonna be into
Nope.
Don't know. It'll probably be a variant. It won't be Western Snipes, but it'll
they got they got those movies still in storage, bro. It's just not coming out. They just brought them out to play with them for the day, and they back in the
right,
storage.
Put it, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. For those of y'all who said Hulk was gonna be in it, even though it was for like a very, very, very brief moment, that shit was hype. I'm not gonna lie.
I was tweaking, bro.
Batman was
I had to look back. I had to look at my boy Munchie. Like I told you, I didn't told you.
I'm not gonna lie. I was looking for 2008. Oh. That's probably one cameo I was looking for that I didn't get to see. But outside of that, I didn't know Johnny Storm was gonna be in this movie. I was surprised.
I had a feeling, bro.
That was a gimme. Like that, I felt like he was definitely gonna be in that movie.
I didn't think so. They played it perfectly.
Perfectly.
They had us thinking it was gonna be Cap.
No, definitely did. Like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. At first, I did. I was like, oh shit, they not gonna do Johnny Storm? But then when that motherfucker said Flame On, I said, oh shit. I was fucking, what?
Niggas started sweating.
Down and took the robe off. I'm like, oh, this definitely. Oh,
yo, bro, you see how Pyro made him like a little bitch, though? He just absorbed all his fucking flames, bro.
Oh, yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, that was tough.
Yeah,
that was tough. I'm like, damn,
I was like, what are you doing all this
looking at him
shit
too,
for?
Like, bro, you serious?
Like, bro,
like come on, bro, you know what I do, bro. Come on, he just snapped his fucking fingers and it was over. Bro,
shout out to the actors who was originally MCU at one point in time and came back as a second role and was better.
Both right,
that's 100% accurate. No. Three of them, bro. Three people played a different role and then came back as somebody else. Two Johnny Storms.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael B. Jordan played and Captain America. They both came back to play better people.
That's tough. Michael B. Jordan's in the movie.
And who, the motherfucker who did Thanos, he played a different role before.
Did he play Cable?
Cable.
They all, the second coming, be a masterpiece every time, bro. So if you failed in the MCU, Deadpool failed in the MCU, the second coming, four of them. They 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, when he did the first.
They 100% on recast, bro. I swear to God, the accuracy is through the roof.
Right.
do you think that's like a build up type of shit or planned out?
Yeah, this right here is like a foundation for the MCU. We fucked up, and they said it in the movie, like, yo, I know we've been pulling out some bullshit for the past couple years, but like, we got y'all, so this one we gonna shut out.
Deadpool's special though, because he personally dug this franchise back up out of the grave.
Yeah,
right.
He made sure, like, no, I want to do this right, bro. I don't want to, like, we fucked it up then.
This is the last one? Last Deadpool?
Nah.
Well, it may be his last movie.
Maybe his last, but I think he's going to be like solo other movie stuff now.
Yeah.
For now. Not forever, bro. He can still sell solo tickets, bro.
Why you say you don't know?
Yeah. Now, because Deadpool is a rated R movie, so I'm trying to see if they want to incorporate him in Secret Wars.
Bro, a Secret Wars is going to be rated R, bro.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you sure about that?
Either rated mature or something like that.
Having a rated R movie for them, that'd be looking so appealing to be how it's being received. I'm pretty sure, like, if they do a rated R movie, he'll be like one of the first people they think to like write him in the story to get it off or to feel more comfortable with getting it off. Cause I damn near forgot that they even did that. They didn't do rated R movies. Yeah. Like watching that movie, it was really a Deadpool movie to me.
Nah, but it's not even
empty with element.
Y'all can hear me? That's not me. Don't mute my mic, motherfucker.
My fault. I thought that was you outside. It was Charles.
No, that's not me, bro. Somebody was out there in the bathroom letting it loose.
Sound like a horse breathing.
That's just like somebody started a lawnmower, bro.
Word.
Y'all heard me dragging the table across the floor.
Okay. Sound like you was jacking the floor with a jackhammer.
Nah, but like they always cursing like that in the PG-13 movies, like
not as much as rated R. They can only say fuck one time.
I know, twice. No, it's twice. Like, it's twice. If you say it more than twice, it's they gotta go to rated R. Bro, they said fuck twice in like the first fucking 6 minutes in the movie.
Word. He said, "What's up, fucker?"
But I'm saying, like,
he even said, "Now that we got that out of the way, like, let's just get this going, man."
Like, I'm thinking if they just put like a section for him, be like, "All right, 13 minutes is rated R, but the rest is PG-13."
Nah,
because they gonna dumb them down. Oh, they gonna dumb them down a lot though. But I guess that's why they like made this movie so like. So crazy if you think about it, because they went to extreme with just sexual stuff, anything like gay jokes, everything, bro.
I think if they're gonna have two F bombs in the next movie that's not a Deadpool movie, they both gonna have to be for him. Like, Kendall Wilde did that. So who's your favorite character in this movie, bro? It could be a cameo, whatever.
Cassandra Nova.
She kind of stole the show.
I give you that.
Talk about a villain that's not too serious, but serious enough to scare you.
Nah, bro,
she stuck the fingers through the... Bro. Mom, bro, that shit look crazy.
That shit was nasty, bro.
What she did to
But look, you know, in her comic book accurate, like, she always had, like, long-ass fingers for no reason, like, some alien fingers. So I'm glad they put that in the movie, like, yeah, bro, she always had them. Not even that, she, like, manipulated your mind. She also got some crazy-ass alien hands.
I wish they showed a little more insight on how she got down there. Like,
I felt like it was gonna take too long, like a video, so they probably didn't do it.
Yeah, it was gonna take too long, so they scrapped
but
it.
But yeah, I'm about to say that's why I gave y'all like a little rough there. Like, she basically TVA was like, "Nah, you a problem."
They pruned her when she was a baby or something like that, right?
Yeah, before she could even walk, she went to the void.
They did Johnny Storm dirty. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, she yo,
whip the bro. Skin my nigga.
What you doing?
Instantaneous, bro. I mean, you felt that pain everywhere at the same time, bro.
Right. Oh my god, you were going shocked. Quick, but slow
he turned into a puddle.
Oh,
right,
what the fuck?
I wanted them to explain that Ant-Man, that dead Ant-Man that was there.
What?
How did he get there? Where did he come from?
It might have been just from another universe.
Another universe that he died. Like,
a lot of using that. Nah, they need to start explaining.
I thought it was just a suit.
Me too. I thought it was just a suit too.
But he opened it. I seen the skull. I was like, oh no, that's the real nigga.
But look, think about this, Munchie. You trying to really get it. Oh, this means something. Like,
bro,
now
they've trained us to think like that, bro.
I know, but now we're in the void because of Infinity War. That's why they fucking us up too much, because we thinking about it too much. So if you think about it, it's just a void. So it could be thousands of Ant-Man, you feel me? It could be thousands of any character in that void and just one dog. And she was just smart enough to use him as a fucking a shelter. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
I got a question, because what you just said kind of piqued my interest. You said we're in the void because of Infinity War, right?
You said what?
You said we in the void because of Infinity War.
No, I didn't say we in the void because of Infinity War. I said we got this, like, this concept of, like, oh, if they put this in there, this means something because of Infinity War. But I was just saying we're in the void, so.
It's just a pile of garbage, bro. You're going to see, man.
Yeah, you're going to see multiple of everything. So that might not be the only one.
Yeah, why is the only Deadpool's got, like, a gang like that? Nobody else clicked up, or maybe they just got rid of all Deadpools or some shit. Like, he was the only one still in circulation. They had hella Deadpools.
It's gotta be one.
Wait, say that question again, because I couldn't hear you. Say that one more again.
Why were there so many Deadpools, like, in a gang together?
You know how we had like the Loki, variants. You feel me? That was just ganked up in a void. That's basically the same thing. They just gave us our own. Like, if you think about it, hey, Loki and Deadpool is similar, bro.
They both prone to bullshit.
Yeah, so like
they both get in trouble.
Yeah, so
they see why a lot of them down there. Like, yeah, y'all niggas always doing something, bro. Like,
right.
Every variant.
So I like that. If you think about it, I like that aspect. They did that because, like, why wouldn't it be? If it's Loki's, why wouldn't it be Deadpool's too?
Why wouldn't the other Deadpools be also assholes? That
are yeah.
Man, that's a bad
joke. Wait, except for Nice Pool, okay?
Nice Pool was actually nice, bro.
He said what?
They did him dirty, though.
They did him the dirt. It was funny. They did him the dirty.
That's another thing I get at movies.
What was worse, him or Johnny Storm?
Johnny Storm was funny.
Yeah.
I was fake. Something like that. They killed Nice Pool, bro. He don't regenerate at all, bro.
Right.
They did. That man
every
crazy.
Other Deadpool did.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like regeneration.
It's just regenerate.
Regenerate. Start scrambling his back up with bullets, bro.
Nigga was twitching.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
The motherfucker went back into a lot of fire. It was like, damn, right. Hold on, let's just wait right here. Got his head exploded. That shit crazy.
On a low, favorite variant might be Dog.
Oh, bro, of course, bro. That's my little.
She make me want one of them little ugly ass dogs, bro.
Bro,
he just always looks silly and shit. Yeah, bro, don't say it like that, bro.
I didn't know.
Some disdain in your voice, bro. That's he got right. Bro, like,
bro, I didn't know. I didn't know they had a dog pool.
Yeah, bro, they got a Jason.
I don't know if y'all was saying it right. That's crazy.
They got a Jason one.
This wasn't important enough.
They got a Jason one too.
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I think so. If we all just turn into Deadpool right now, bro,
that'd be tough.
I'll break one of my bones and see how fast. No, I gotta see if I regenerate.
You gonna be nice? You gonna be bad?
Real fast, break my shit. Make sure my shit come back.
More like SpongeBob.
You better get yourself a paper cut. You going for the gusto with a broken bone, bro?
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. It was good, bro. It just, like, I expected more, especially because, like, this was the only big production we was getting from Marvel in theaters this year.
I know, bro.
Like, I expected, like he had the power. He had the power to do anything, bro. But I guess power only goes as far as the budget goes. And the mainline Avengers is like, bro, you know, Chris Evans ran the tab up enough. They couldn't get no more real-life Avengers in this movie, bro. You know, she would have cost too much.
Because they did.
So is this an S tier movie though? Is this up with Avengers and stuff?
Wait, hold on, TJ. What you said?
Nah, I was saying you're right because they did mention a budget in a movie and like that part.
He made a joke about it.
Why they killed Johnny all so soon?
He made a joke. He was like, "Did you know what he was doing to the budget? Like, just yes,
right? Yeah.
Go, like, gotta be crazy though. He is one of the biggest names there. Kill him off in the first 30 minutes, bro.
Right. Damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm surprised a couple of them people
came back to go out soon.
Bro, Electra, fucking X-20, bro, all of them, bro. That's tough, though.
Imagine getting paid to be in the MCU.
Jennifer Garner's a relative. She's a star, though. I'm surprised she even came back for it. Bro. Like, y'all shelved me. She's like,
bro, but, like, not even that, though. He had all his friends, like.
That's Ryan Reynolds, though. Ryan Reynolds is like hella friendly, bro. People would probably do like to work with him, bro. I could see that, bro.
Like, yo, not even that. Like, Blade and him. You remember in the trilogy of
Ryan Reynolds was in the third one, I think. Right?
They said that they ain't like working with each other, and to come back and like say fuck it, like let's get this shit together is fucking tough, bro. Because Wesley Snipes said he ain't like working with him.
Yeah, I could see, like, who was the last person that I seen a movie by? Like, to have power to just get big names, celebrities to be like, yeah, I got you, bro. Hugh Jackman was retired.
Yeah, they brought him out of retirement for that.
They literally, like, just like the movie. Doing
Broadway and shit.
The movie was an analogy, though. They literally dug him up out of the ground. And
bro, yeah.
Yeah. His quotes.
Crazy.
Nah, man. That part was crazy.
Until you're 90, that shit was like, damn.
Yeah, bro. Every time you be like, I'm retiring, and I'm a whistle you.
That's what they said about RDJ.
No, don't bring that shit up, Charles. Don't bring that shit up. But that shit got me highly pissed off, bro.
Wait, what
should they say about
not there yet. Hold on, hold on. We're not there yet.
Yeah, slow down, bro.
Not there yet.
Yeah, this nigga jumping the gun and shit.
I see, though.
Yo, what don't y'all like about the movie though?
The only thing I didn't like was all the gay jokes. Like the first 20 minutes was so jam packed with gay jokes, it was crazy.
Well, Deadpool is sexually ambiguous, so if you're a fan of him, you're a fan of the jokes.
Right.
That's always been Deadpool.
Yeah, but this was like that's why I said I can't be back. They really gave
they were talking about pegging in the first movie, bro. That shit ain't nothing new.
Nah, but this was like
this was ultra gay, bro.
It's right, new. It's bro, new because we not used to it in this part of town. It's the nice part of town over at Disney, bro. We'll deal with it
right
here.
You right.
That's why.
You right.
We shocked. The niggas turned us into Karens. Like, oh my god, I can't believe you said that.
The telepart was crazy, bro.
Nah, no, but that was just a joke. That was visually. We had to see that. I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they zoomed in on it. Bro, between him jerking off the bone in the first fight scene, and then him getting fondled by the teller, bro. And I was just like, damn.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. He was like, your teller got Camp Master Kevin vibes. That shit has to cry.
Everybody's all laughing at that in the theater too, though.
Right. Now the comedy honestly was part of one of the best factors of the movie, though.
No, it definitely was. Yeah, I like the serious moments too, though. I give it that. Like, like
just... Charles, besides not liking the runtime or whatever, is anything else you ain't like about it?
I put it like this. I say it like this. If they would have just took a little less of Deadpool and Wolverine fighting and added maybe Blade and them a little sooner, just to see them fight and do a little more cool shit, especially Gambit. I wanted to see him do a little more cool shit, you know what I mean? I would give it a high rating. Them gay jokes is definitely too much. Right. I'm not even gonna hold you. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect it to be that gay. I'm not gonna hold you. What could you do in 2024 now? Anyway,
more importantly, I wish that they used more X-Men. Like be okay. They wasn't about to go head first into our main lines, into our 616. But the other X-Men make an appearance, and they are from the same timeline as Deadpool, 10005 or whatever. Why we ain't get no cameos from no other X-Men? Like, we got cameos.
I'm not
from
gonna
all...
lie, this would have been the perfect time to do that, but they was trying to. I think they were just trying to bring back a lot of the OG heroes. And maybe
budget,
that
budget was getting heavy.
Not even just a human tour, but Chris Evans as the actor. Chris Evans is Captain America.
It's a big bag, like, bro.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, you got to be able to pay him because that's going to, like, most casual fans don't understand what we understand. Like, we know that this is not our guy, but they're like, now he on fire, bro. What the fuck is going on? Like,
I wish they would have sold Holly Berry Storm and at least one X-Men from like First Class. Or
I'm not gonna lie, I'm surprised they didn't do that either. I'm surprised Storm wasn't in there because
now, but you got think too though. A lot of them, I won't say a lot of them, but most of them, not most of them. Storm is another Omega level mutant, so. I guess working around how to fit her in the story, and it makes sense for her to be in the void and stay there with Cassandra being there.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Because that's really is a good point. Because like, if you put too many high level mutants, it's going to be war down there.
Yeah.
All the time. Just one or two. Because I think she's the one Omega level mutant down there. And they brought Wolverine, which is another one.
Yeah.
I know some shit right there. I ain't going to lie.
I would have liked to see
him. Don't need to muck it up with too much power.
I think this Soldier is like, I'm not going to lie, I don't think this is the last time we're going to see the Void. I just don't know when they're going to mention that again. Bro, I think we're going to start using the Void
for Secret Wars.
Say all the OG characters we used to are just down there somewhere. Like, like Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider, and all that.
That's why I say, what's up with Ghost Rider then?
I'm not going to lie, I don't think we're going to see him no more.
No more Johnny Blaze. I'm just saying,
they wanted to go in that direction. They can use the Void to do it.
I don't think. I think the people we've seen from the past MCU movies in Deadpool and Spider-Man, I think that's the only people we're going to see. And, in Avengers and stuff.
I got a question, y'all.
Yeah.
So it's one Void, right? That's connected to all realities.
All realities, yes. Okay. It's the end of time.
If you could as easily access the Void with a sling ring with two pieces of Infinity Stone in it, is it safe to say the stuff in the Void is not that inaccessible?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got up out of here just like this. They was back in regular timeline.
Quick.
So I got a feeling that level of access to the Void can play a great feature in a movie coming in the future. Especially like
it's no ifs, ands, or buts about that shit. We is definitely seeing that shit.
Cause we could like with that pathway open, we could put a team together. We could bring demons out of the Void.
No cap.
A liar, bro. Let's go for a walk on Earth, bro. Come on,
bro. If that's what Cassandra kind of like tried to do, but she just tried to like wipe all existence out so everybody could be in the Void. So like. Mm-hmm. Just imagine, like, Dr. Doom trying that shit, bro.
So I guess we get into it then.
Nah, bro, wait.
Oh.
I don't know. Y'all might be making me go back to, like, a 7.8 on the low.
You said what? A 7 or 8?
I think I'm going to go back to a 7.8 for now. But for now, though, y'all can still fuck this up.
They will.
Yo, I do have one wish, right? And this is me being greedy. And they just couldn't do this. But I wish that, like, remember when Deadpool was in there connected? No, who the fuck was it? When they was connected to the Time Ripper shit? I wish they didn't explain to us how they both survived. And instead of that end credit scene with Chris Evans, they had an end credit scene where Loki was just like.
That'd have been tough.
That shit would have been hard. Like, Loki, like, nah, I like him. We got to keep him for some.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know why I heard that after the week. I heard it on the video, but I was like, yo, that would have been a fire end credit scene. That shit would have set my breath. I would have gave this movie an instant 9.5, bro. I would have like, yeah, that shit would have boosted this shit 1.5.
The new rock stars come out with their
breakdown? Very, very comprehensive breakdown. It's like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was. Did y'all check it out?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I watched a little bit of it, but I didn't finish it.
But that's Deja's department. But videos that long, I can't watch the whole thing in one sitting. So I watched like a half an hour the next day it came out, and then I tried to watch some today, but she was too
dying. Wow, Mila.
Overall, I think, you know, Deadpool, he did what he was supposed to do. He gave us something to look forward to, entertained us with the MCU and his introduction in it. It might not have been like the perfect movie, but it was like, it was enough good redeeming qualities about it to say, hey,
yeah,
that wasn't bad. That's it, do like, something getting too much after.
More, that. Yeah, this is going to be a drive after this.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I'm expecting too much of it on the low. Like I have such a high quality of movies that came to us 4 years ago. I don't know why I'm still holding these movies up to that standard. Like, but that's just the like the nature of the game. But it was a good movie. It was fun. If you don't go into it expecting like the world, and you just watch the movie and have fun, you'll have a fun time watching it, bro. I shouldn't have bought Mason. I'm not gonna lie. That was poor parenting.
Yeah. Wow. What happened?
Oh. Yeah, they was talking about hella sex stuff, hella gay stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ah. Sorry, baby. Fuck
this up, like. Yeah. I could imagine looking like, oh.
Mason was looking up and being like.
I would have been too.
For real, dad?
You want to go sit in the car? Oh, exactly. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, bro. His mama looking at me like, I was like, yeah, this definitely wasn't for 8 years. I should have saw this thing. But I didn't know how hard they was going to lean into this R rating. Them niggas leaned 90 hard. Degrees into that shit, bro. Like,
bro, you should have knew that.
Yeah, bro. I ain't know. My dumb ass is sitting there. I'm like, yo, why ain't you see no kids for real in the line?
Right.
It was just right. Teenagers. You I'm like, you know I did, bro. Know why? I took 2 shots at the cribs. Slap the little, got a little smoke together. I wasn't even parenting. She was. I was looking for snacks. I was in my zone.
You're looking at the snacks. Real talk. Oh my gosh. The movie was fire, but I just wanted some more fire.
Yeah. It was good, though. I keep my 7.8. It was a fun movie.
All right, listen, this is what I mean by fighting. You've seen how they was fighting in the Eternals? That fighting, that showing the power, like that was the way Shorty was moving fast as hell.
They had to do that because the whole movie was ass.
Well, that's what I wanted in this movie.
I think I get what y'all mean. Like y'all wanted the movie to be as cinematic as like Endgame or how Eternal, even though it was a bad movie to me, it was hella cinematic, like exactly. The visuals and
I feel like a little spit of that shit.
I think Deadpool fights was better,
low-key. With him and Wolverine. That was cool. I'm not knocking that, but I said I would have preferred just a little less of that and then a little bit more of the other guy with a little more flavor.
Yeah. When Wolverine and Deadpool was fighting in the car, that shit was tough.
Where he was like, I'm gonna fight you now. Like he got quiet. That shit was funny, bro. That was probably one of the best moments in the movie. The
fight seemed kind of like oddly placed. It's like it didn't come out of nowhere. Like it led right up to like, okay, we about to fight now. Like, that shit was... The fight was good, bro. Yo, right? No, the bloodiest scene was that bus full of Deadpools, bro. They was just walking through that shit, bro. Like,
they were wild. That shit was nice.
I like the Deadpool fight. That was fun.
I like how they used.
Yeah, it was.
Deadpool.
I like how they use. I think they're gonna start doing this with Daredevil. I like how they use CGI to make Wolverine look more agile and stuff. I do appreciate.
Yo, you saw how they did a little. Yo, hold on. Let's talk about Wolverine the way he was mixing in this fucking
like the way he was moving in that.
Yo, I think they underused it. They should have used this some more.
That's what I'm saying.
He started moving on all fours. I was like, oh, he been.
I thought we would have saw more of that.
But that's his real comic book accuracy.
I feel as though they should have did some more of that. They did it once, and I was like, okay, they got us.
They got lazy with the movie.
I guess
they
the next fight happened in a small area.
Nah, but you got to understand, bro. They had to do mad reshoots, bro. Like, this movie was supposed to big come out. This was another one that got pushed back.
I like the van scene, but only to a certain point. They needed the van to move the story along so they couldn't destroy it. But we've watched Wolverine slice hella hard shit. He should have turned that van into ribbons, bro. Fighting in there, bro. Like
they kind of did, though. Like
they did, but it was mostly just bullet holes and shit. But I guess Wolverine was putting the blades in Deadpool more than anywhere else.
Slice his ass. Oh.
Watching them fight is like watching two gods fight. It's like, bro, nobody finna die, bro. It was just more than the time they were just sitting there healing and shit. I'm like, yeah.
Nah, Deadpool being wrapped up by the seatbelts is fucking.
Yeah.
Mama fired that nigga.
Wait, realistically though, who y'all think is stronger?
Deadpool. I'm doing comic book accurate. He killed the whole MCU. You can't get stronger than that.
Everybody got one of them.
Right, one of those mow everybody down stories, bro.
Yeah, Punisher did it too.
The whole MCU mowed everybody down.
Punisher did it too, though.
Yeah, yeah, Punisher. I know.
I don't think he really fucking with none of them.
Guns.
I think Wolverine got more combat skills, better healing factor. Y'all don't know, bro. Deadpool powers is so hard to put a finger on. Like, what is he good at besides healing?
Just killing.
And, like, in the comics, he's, like, immortal. So that makes him just, like, he just annoyed him to death, bro. Just never giving up.
People forget, like, Deadpool is an assassin first before what he is now.
He got Katana, yo. When he took them gold Desert Eagles, bro, I was like, damn, bro. That shit.
I knew that shit was coming. I said, yeah, those gonna be his.
Yeah, it was just shiny as hell.
Yeah, and then he had them animantium katanas. Yeah,
bro. The TVA did him up. The TVA looked out.
They said, welcome to the MCU.
It's like, nah, I got a welcome package. When he get unfair treatment, he got a whole welcome package. Cap had to work for that shit, bro.
Cap had to work for that shit.
Yo, one of the fourth wall breaks I didn't really like. The one where he broke the camera and said, I'm going to Disneyland.
That was tough.
I didn't like everything was cool. The camera break. He didn't have to, like, I didn't like the way it looked when he broke the glass. Everything else was valid. It did it. He literally panned to another camera.
Like fake or some shit.
Yeah, it looked stupid. That's
It looked a little goofy. The action up, like him doing it, was tough, but then the camera break threw it off a little bit.
Why do we respect his fourth wall breaks, but not She-Hulk's?
Because she dirt.
Right? Exactly, bro.
Pretty much.
Like, nobody likes her, bro. Except Deja. He's a purist. He likes whatever wrong shit's out.
Wait, what happened? Talk to me.
I was just telling the truth, bro. I said, why don't we like She-Hulk? And I said, everybody except you. And I was like, because you're a purist. You like Marvel could fucking shit in a cup and call it pudding, and you'll be like, it's into you pudding.
What was the point of making her twerk?
Because, bro, she's a hoe. No, because she a hoe, just like she a hoe in the
comics. She is, though. She
promiscuous.
Though.
She a chicken. What?
She a chicken. Well,
chicken. Yeah, man. All in all, for any of the listeners who didn't go see that movie yet, you shouldn't have been listening to this podcast episode.
Unless we're under your pillow with the volume down, which
thanks. And which you need to go watch it as soon as you can, as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, bro. Because references to this movie are going to be popping up from here on out for real.
Right.
I wonder what my variance is
doing. I'll be thinking about that shit too, bro.
If I got variance, they better be doing all the shit I can't do right now, bro. All of them, okay? No stuff.
So, let's get into it, man.
RDJ?
How we feeling? What's next for Marvel, man?
Dirt.
I guess the San Diego Comic-Con, we could talk about that real quick.
Yeah, we about to, bro. I do not like the latest decision by Marvel. I do not want to see my Iron Man as Dr. Doom.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. It could be one of those situations where, like, we got that character before, you know, doing another role, and they come and reprise their role doing something else. It could be a banger. Okay. I'm not the biggest fan of it either, but...
Do you think a role played as well as Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man can be outed by Robert Downey Jr. in another role?
I'm not going to lie.
Robert
Downey can play Jarvis.
Are we saying about somebody else playing Dr. Doom?
No, we're talking about Robert Downey Jr. supposed to be playing Dr. Doom.
Oh, no. I don't like it.
I don't like that, bro.
They should use somebody else.
I have
I understand everybody likes him as an actor. Everybody wants to see, you know, I am and they ain't really want I am and to go. But
who else would do it, though?
But I saw there's a comic book about that shit.
Quick question, right? We don't know what universe this is going to be in, okay? Now, look. If by some chance this is a Iron Man from another universe who took the powers of Dr. Doom,
that's one of the, because
as long as it's not our universes, well, it can't be, because so it's gonna have to be.
No, wait, all right, I'm gonna say this. It depends. If the name changes, then it's over.
Okay, but look. He can still be Tony Stark from another universe, but this Tony Stark
is the Doctor Doom.
Possibly couldn't stop the nuke from the first Avengers movie, plunged the world into some sort of doom, and he had to travel to another universe to like steal the powers to come revive it. Like you could go places with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could. But okay,
it has to be done well. Like you can't give us no loosely put together variant of our Iron Man because he's a hood legend. Can't right. Fuck this up. You gotta play this. You gotta watch where you step with this. But if they do it right, it could come out nice. So it's gonna have to be another universe, another reality. It's
like they could also do like a. I'm mad that they did Robert Downey Jr. because if we gonna go with a young Fantastic Four or similar, like
nah, they're not young. Age,
so oh yeah, because old boy is kind of like I'm guessing. But I think we should have got somebody younger, bro. Or at least like in their 30s.
Not even that, bro. Like,
cause this is over the span of he gonna be in the span of like 6 years now.
I don't know, bro. It's not gonna look right, bro. They better melt his face or something, bro. I need to cause it's visually it's gonna be weird, bro.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like he could have just been one of them characters that's like somebody real is playing him in certain situations, but he never take off the mask and they just CGI him for like the rest of the movie.
Is he just doing the voice?
Yeah.
But Dr. Doom got a very breathy voice, like almost Darth Vader-y.
I think Robert Downey Jr. could do it because in Tropical Thunder, he had that raspy, like low tone voice.
He was playing a cool one.
Nigga played blackface, nigga.
Oh, he was though, but it was black. But like he gave us that low, like that low, like low tone. What's the name?
Bass? Longest is way better than fucking just Louisiana accent that Channing Tatum had.
Nah, they did that for a joke, bro.
He sound like somebody in fucking The Waterboy.
Bro, they did that on purpose.
I thought they was going to use the guy from Oppenheimer.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. He was, what's the name in the old ones, right?
I don't think so.
I think he was. I can't remember exactly, but I'm like 90 for sure he was. 90%, I think. It's an interesting choice for real. I'm not sure why they did it, but I don't know. I guess I'm excited.
Misconceptions proven to be wrong. Marilyn Stone's work everywhere.
It was some guy named Julian. I ain't gonna lie. They could have brought him back and that would have been tough.
Who?
They should have brought him back for real.
The dude played the originals? The origin?
He was from the 2005 Fantastic Four. He played Dr. Doom.
I should have bought that back for us.
Nah, that nigga was dookie real life, though.
No, he was not.
He was dookie, bro.
No, he was not.
Bro, when the last time you watched that movie, bro?
That shit was bad, bro.
In a minute, but nah, that
watch movie that movie was, again, bro. I recently just watched that movie, bro. It wasn't that good, bro.
It made some lightning come out.
Which movie are you talking about?
The first Fantastic Four.
The thing that movie did pretty good.
Wait, hold on. For the record, there has not been a good Fantastic Four movie.
Whoa!
No, don't do that.
The Doctor Doom we talking about.
The movie he was in was good. The acting from him wasn't too good. I'm gonna say that.
Hey, wait, which one was the one where Galactus was a fucking smoke cloud?
That's 2004.
That's Silver Surfer.
That's the Silver Surfer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that y'all just liked Silver Surfer.
Because Doctor Doom was in that movie, but in all the movies Doctor Doom was in, it was like ass.
Because they nerfed him so bad from his comic book part.
No, that wasn't ass. When he stole the... Come on, that was not ass, bro.
I never said the movies was ass. I just said there's never been a
good one. I said all the ones with Dr. Doom and it was that. Nah, no.
No, I did not. I said the character, Dr. Doom itself is ass. The movie is good. Except for that fucking Galactus.
I really ain't like none of them. I like to see Silver Surfer on the screen.
Come on, bro. Oh, bugging. That whole Human Torch flying towards Surfer, that was tough too. It was hella seeing that movie, bro.
I think the only trash Fantastic Four film was the last one that they made.
The one with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, that shit was dirt.
That was dirt.
That shit was dirt.
When they finally make a good one, I'll be the first one to walk this statement back. Enjoyed much of them Fantastic Four movies.
Y'all see that little snippet of how Galactus is gonna look in the next one?
He gonna look like the Eternals.
He's gonna look like bigger though.
Yeah,
like he was looking.
That's at how he's supposed. This is a dumb question, right? But what did he walk on?
Earth.
No, but like he's planet.
He don't walk. He float in space.
He just appears and shit. Like.
Yeah.
Now you know how scary that would be to just see a giant face peek inside.
All you see is like that'd be fire, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
If the world was gonna go out by some giant space alien that can eat the whole planet, fucking sign me up, bro. Because I would rather see it in my lifetime if it was ever gonna happen. I don't wanna look down from wherever or up from wherever or never get to know. If Thanos about to snap some shit, do it this week. Shit heavy anyway. Snap me away from these bills. I seen this video earlier. It was like why Magneto, a person like Magneto, couldn't be in like Avengers Endgame. Yeah, bro, he'd have balled Thanos up with hella metal. That shit would have been over too fast, bro.
He would just got with like instantly, bro. Like.
He would have took this off his hand and said, "No, you can't snap." So in the video, they show Magneto snapping it without even putting his hand in it. He just like picked it up, bro, with his mind and snapped it. I'm like,
that is crazy.
This shit is wild, bro. He Omega level. He would break the fight, bro. It would be unfair. Like, son, the same thing that Captain Marvel did when she shut the ship down. He just looked up and just turned everything off. I'm like, yeah, bro. The movie would have been an hour shorter if he was in it, bro.
That's true.
It was a good movie, man. It just wasn't one of my favorites. It's still, I think, third in line of Deadpool's. I like 2-1-3. That's my order. The second one I think is the best. First one is second, and this third.
Not
And talk about another movie where Juggernaut is dirt.
He did disrespect him. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to him. I think, I'm glad it was him. Except that X-23 tried to miss attitude.
Yeah, that's what I think this Juggernaut that we got, again, he's the kick-around version. The one from other Deadpool movie, that's the real. That's Juggernaut. He ripping niggas in half. I can't wait to see him on the screen.
That nigga, bro. That nigga off.
Who's Juggernaut? The one with the metal skin?
No, that's Colossus.
No, that's Colossus.
Colossus. Okay,
so who's Juggernaut? Colossus, dude, bro. Where was Colossus, bro?
Dang. He was in the... Eating dinner.
I'm gonna say he's eating dinner, chilling. Took a day.
You got to think about it. When they was having that party, that was happening at the same time, bro.
I know. I forgot about that. Like, he just left all of them there.
Right. He just stepped away and going right back to the time they left at the party, as you seen. How y'all feel about the new Fantastic Four, though?
We ain't really seen nothing yet. I can't really say.
How you feel about the announcement?
Not well. We know who's going to be in it. But, yeah, how we feel about that?
Hopefully doing good. Some Cinemax, something good, you know.
Cinemax.
And all that.
I hope it's good, that's all.
Word.
Who's a villain? Well, Galactus, right? Yeah.
Y'all consider Galactus a villain?
Yeah.
I don't think he really, like...
I don't think he's a villain. He's just, like, a nuisance, if anything. Bro. Like, he needs planets to survive.
I don't even think... I don't know. I'm not that big on Fantastic Four, but, like, I don't even know what they're going to do with that, like...
Like, what y'all gonna do? Going to stop
that guy's set in another universe in the 1960s.
I'm thinking this will be a setup, a branch off, or like basically saying, like, yo, Galactus coming. So they're gonna go to like a different universe because I think this universe is gonna get shitted on. Like,
not for nothing. Like, motherfuckers who got universal level powers versus motherfuckers who got city level powers is like crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Galactus is universe level, bro. Fantastic Four is barely Irvington level, bro. If it was like everybody,
listen, put some respect on, put some respect on Reed Richards, bro.
If everybody,
put some respect on that smartest man in the motherfucking MCU, bro. Put some respect on that man, bro.
Listen, if everybody in Irvington start rioting at the same time, the Fantastic Four is realistically not gonna be able to do shit,
bro.
That should have gone for months before they could get all of us down.
You are, bro.
The nigga's barely city level, bro.
Bro, that's the Fantastic Four team.
He need to save your connection, bro.
All right, I'm gonna tell him tomorrow.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, so that movie coming out next year, right?
Everything is coming out next year, so.
Well, I think everything.
I think 25 and 26 is going to be like a lit little combo year for movies, though.
Doom come out in 27.
Doom in 26. Damn, bro, this shit. Oh my god, they GTA in us right now, bro.
GTA not even coming out for.
Yeah, that shit is a myth, bro. Niggas found hieroglyphics about that game. We still waiting for it. It's definitely gonna be. Hopefully, outside of all these big jumps in time. What's up, Angie?
I like it.
What's up, Mila? Where Mila at?
Measles.
Oh, cute as hell. It's a PG fucking 13 podcast. All right.
Piece of.
I want to be a star too. Right, shout out to Angie, shout out to the Twisted Tees that still we're still looking for. shout out to all of y'all though, for real, bro. Thank you. I had fun this weekend, bro. Legs destroyed. Like I said, in other news. I had a good time, man. Unfortunately, it has to come to an end. From Thursday to like this morning. It was like fun though.
Right.
Got to see a good movie. At the party with the gang and the family. My boy just turned 4. Right, I ain't ever gonna play the game. That's how it should be though.
Yummy.
What the fuck?
And other news.
Right.
We love y'all, man. For the people out there listening and supporting us, we truly do appreciate you. And we're doing some stuff behind the scenes to give y'all better quality product, better stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? More access to our content. Because we know y'all want to see more of us. But we the dirt team for a reason, bro. We the dirt
team. We only dirt for long.
Don't worry, because dirt eventually start turning into diamonds, bro. Y'all just got to take the journey with us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is episode 6 of the All in One podcast. Leaving this hole. Bro, put them blue ass arms down, bro. Charles, like he's doing a commercial right now. Like
you like the only big small nigga in the world. You know that?
Charles Refuse, USC. You're doing an intro for Monday Night Football.
You funny as hell. Said Charles Marcus Lee.
Right. Montavious John Tavius. University of Maryland.
Ball, I'm throwing a third man.
Ball who? Dortoni? Arby. That ass.
Yeah.
Nah, for real, though. We out of this bitch, man.
We
all got work tomorrow, man. It's gonna be a long week, but I had fun chilling with y'all, bro. Another episode signing off. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes.
I need to get a soundboard. I need to play some banger shit to lead this shit. Like,
nothing
like that, though. Nothing like Willie Brown. It's going to be something cool. Nothing like that, bro. I think it's start playing. Somebody start freestyling. Yeah. Shut this nigga the fuck up. I'll lick his ass, bro.